I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Donald Trump called for a revolution of common sense in his inaugural speech Monday. The swearing-in of the 47th President of the United States marked his remarkable return to power since losing his second-term bid to Joe Biden in 2020. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakwasara has this report.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
Donald Trump is sworn in as the 47th President of the United States.
So help me God.
Trump comes to power amid continuing conflict in Ukraine and a fragile ceasefire in Gaza.
We will measure our success not only by the battles we win, but also by the wars that we end, and perhaps most importantly, the wars we never get into.
All living presidents attended the inauguration, along with foreign dignitaries from Argentina, China, and Italy, as well as tech billionaires and Trump donors Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, and Mark Zuckerberg. Earlier on Monday, outgoing President Joe Biden hosted Trump for morning tea at the White House, despite the harsh words the two men have traded. It's one of many transfer of power traditions. Trump did not participate in any during Biden's 2021 inauguration. Trump has warned of retribution, and minutes before leaving office, Biden pardoned key figures in his administration and family members. Biden has called Trump a threat to democracy. On January 6, 2021, Trump supporters swarmed the Capitol to overturn Biden's 2020 victory. Trump has pledged to pardon some of those convicted. Patsy Wadakwasara, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. A wide-ranging series of steps President Trump has promised to beef up security at the southern border began taking effect soon after he was inaugurated Monday. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Just minutes after Trump took the oath of office, migrants who had appointments to enter the U.S. using the app CBP One saw those appointments canceled. CBP One is an online lottery system that gives appointments to 1,450 people each day at 8 border crossings to enter on parole. Trump had said during his inauguration speech that he was declaring a national emergency at the southern border. Even before Trump took the oath of office, the governor of Massachusetts proposed last week that all members of a family staying in emergency shelters would have to be in the country legally. Donna Warder, Washington.
President Trump says he will again withdraw the United States from the landmark Paris Climate Agreement. AP correspondent Haya Pandwani reports.
The move was announced as Trump took office for a second term and is a blow to worldwide efforts to combat global warming and distances the nation from its closest allies. Global efforts to fight climate change stumbled but survived the Republicans' first term as other countries, states, cities, and businesses picked up some of the slack. No other country has withdrawn from the 2015 agreement. Haya Pandwani, Washington.
President Trump appears to be holding off on his threat to issue tariffs on China, Mexico, Canada, and other countries. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Canadian leaders say they're relieved broad tariffs haven't been applied to Canadian products on Trump's first day in office. However, Trump pledged in his inaugural address that tariffs would be coming and said foreign countries would be paying the trade penalties. Trump had threatened to impose sweeping tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and other trading partners. An incoming White House official on Monday pointed reporters to a Wall Street Journal story saying Trump will only sign a memorandum telling federal officials to study trade issues. Canadian Finance Minister Dominic LeBlanc says having the U.S. study the U.S.-Canada trading relationship is a good thing. I'm Mike Hempen.
Windy and dry conditions returned to Southern California on Monday, raising the risk of new wildfire sparking as firefighters continued to battle two major blazes in the Los Angeles area that started in similar weather nearly 2 weeks ago. Wind gusts could peak at 113 kilometers per hour along the coast and 160 kilometers per hour in the mountains and foothills, and conditions are expected to last through Tuesday. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.